Are we all upstanding? Can we please let me play this?
We're on air, sir. Anthony's in the building.
The one and only Anthony Albanese. He's in the building. He's in the room.
Anthony Albanese, we ran the risk of getting rid of listeners by telling people you were coming, so we gave them warning. Hopefully someone's still listening.
Oh, come on. the ratings will go up.
Mate, he just offered you a 20. He pulled his
I just
wallet
pulled
out
a lobster to buy you a decent
anything
pair of socks.
Like, well, I haven't got
Albo's
shoes.
Come in here looking
not even shoes.
Listen, mate.
Smart as.
I cleaned
Marto's
up the desk.
You got paint all over your leg, mate.
His shirt's not ironed. He's got paint
up the
on his leg.
You said the Prime Minister's coming in. I cleaned up all the desks. Look, it's perfect. Hello.
You got paint on your shirt. You
listen,
got paint
Rabbit
on your leg. And your socks are shockers, mate.
And you offered to give me some sort of government payout.
No, that was my money, my hard-earned cash.
His socks are matching today, Albo, so that was a benefit.
That's a plus. Cool.
That's a plus.
How are you, Albo? We've been calling you Albo. You don't mind.
No, that's all right. Just,
I like that. It's very
you
casual.
You called him Tony before.
No, but I don't like that.
No, but that was on air before you were here. I wouldn't say Tony to you. No. What do you prefer, Albo or Anthony?
Whatever.
What do your close people call you?
They all call me Albo. My friends have always, since primary school, I've always been Albo.
Well, it can be Marto, Albo, Margo.
Oh, we need a third person.
See, it's a very Australian thing.
Hey, Saturday, not a very good day for you. So you went to the MCG early, or you obviously went to that breakfast early. Actually, can we address that first?
Yeah, this was great from you, Albo. You were absolutely on fire because you took a shot at Gil McLachlan, AFL CEO. They had the boat parade with the players where no one could see them from the banks of the
Yarra.
Going
up the Yarra.
They normally have them in cars, you can make eye contact, and this was at the AFL breakfast, and you just bang straight between the eyes for Gil.
To Gil, I would say, having watched the parade on the Yarra yesterday, to quote a former Prime Minister, we do need to stop the boats.
Bang! Good gear, Albo.
It was a shocker. It's
good gear.
I mean, the Yarra isn't quite Sydney Harbour, it isn't even the Brisbane River.
It's nothing. It's a creek.
Is that your gear, Albo? Is that off the top of your dome?
That was. That was a sledge.
Yeah. Hold on. Can we go through the other one?
Fully authorised.
At the Brownlow. At the Brownlow on the Brownlow on the Monday night, Gil McLachlan, he's retiring. He had a shocker with Christian Petrarca's name, and you referenced it, and another zinger.
Congrats to Gil McLachlan. I'm glad that you didn't have to do the honours introducing me today. I understand from Christian Petrarca that you have a few problems with the Italian surnames.
He did have a shocker.
That's better than
And no one, the Brownlows, no one was listening.
No one was awake.
It was chaos.
So Anthony Albanese, you go to a lot of award ceremonies. Is the Brownlow the worst award ceremony going around in terms of attentiveness? Like, it's very hard.
It normally isn't too bad, but it was particularly bad. I think it was a Sunday night. I don't know. I've never been to the Brownlows. I've been to the Dally M's quite a few times.
They're on again on Wednesday night. Will you be there on Wednesday night?
No, I'll be in Canberra. We're sitting, Parliament's sitting this week. So
what would be more boring, Brownlows or Parliament?
Come on. Parliament's always interesting. No.
Well, you just had a rest for 15 days. Surely there's plenty to catch up on.
Yes. A rest, did I? Yeah, I'll show you my diary. I wish.
Would you have been at the Dally M's had the Rabbitohs have made the grand final, perhaps?
No, I still would have been in Canberra because Parliament's sitting on Wednesday, and I'm heading up to Tokyo in a couple of hours for the memorial service for Shinzo Abe. He was the former Prime Minister.
Okay, that's other stuff. Listen, tell me on Saturday, were you there for Robbie Williams? Were you in the MCG?
I was. He was fantastic.
I didn't even know who he was before he performed, but did you have your Swans scarf on?
I did.
Were you swanning? Yeah.
I did. I'm actually a Hawthorn supporter.
Righto. So what stage did you take the Swanies scarf off?
No, I kept it on, mate.
Oh, did you put the Rabbitohs one on top of the Swans one? Or
no,
did you?
I had the Rabbitohs one on Saturday night.
Did you fly? You got out of the MCG, to the airport, and you made it to Accor Stadium for the Rabbitohs game.
As you do.
And at what stage did you take the Rabbitohs scarf off?
Never.
Well, we thought
you're 0-2 for the weekend, right? Who are you tipping this weekend? Because we need to know to get on the other team.
Mate, but I tipped Australia last night against PNG.
New Guinea.
There you go. Two games.
All right.
Women's and men's. So I'm 2-2.
You know how it was called the Prime Minister's 13? And
yeah.
John Howard, remember when they used to have a Prime Minister's 11? He used to, you know, say, oh, can you pick him? Did you get it? Did Mal ring you and say, hey, Albo, is there anyone you want?
I picked the team. We had
the whole team.
The selection group was me, Mal, Darren Lockyer, and Laurie Daly.
Oh, that's amazing.
And they gave me a short list and 1 to 9, I picked exactly the same as what Mal wanted, which was pretty amazing, really, because we could only pick the players who weren't
eliminated.
still in. So that was fortunate that South were still in the comp at that stage. Otherwise, it would have been 1-13 in Cardinal and Myrtle.
So what happens this week? What happens this week? Power against Penrith, the Battle of the West, how the West was won and all the rest of it. Who do you go for?
Well, I go for Parramatta because they haven't won for 36 years.
Sturlo out here.
And, you know, my son's best man is a Parramatta supporter, so I've got to do it.
Sentimental.
Well, we thought,
not
considering
best man,
your
godfather.
Your Swans and your Rabbitohs scarves no longer have much value this year. We thought we might present you with a new scarf, if you don't mind. It's a Triple M one.
Hold on,
Triple
every
M
scarf he wears loses. Hold on, woo.
You should give him a B105
scarf. We go into survey tomorrow. We get the results, everyone rating us.
There we go.
He's got the Triple
M
scarf on.
Well,
now, in the honour of Triple M and the Aussie music we play, you're a DJ. You like to get your ears around a bit of music. What would be your favourite Aussie band?
There's a few. The Oils I'm seeing next Monday, the night after the grand finals, their last ever gig at the Horden Pavilion.
Oh, fair dinkum.
That will be...
Are you going to chug another beer for the
awesome.
Crowd? Because that got a round. Right.
And more theatre.
We need... That was pretty empty, though, Albo. You know that.
I know it was.
Yeah. You need to top it up, I think.
We should have got him a full one in here.
well, that's right.
Maybe
even at 9 a.m.